21 minutes past 7, now we continue with the day's top business news on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. We shift focus to the national minimum wage. A new study by Applied Development Research Solutions in conjunction with Wits University shows that more than 85% of economic sectors would see positive employment impacts with minimal job losses. Key author of the National Minimum Wage Study, Dr. Aska Adelzadeh, joins us now for this conversation. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Doctor, first take us through the findings of this new study.
Well, basically what we find that the national minimum wage policy will have the potential to have positive effect on the economy as a whole and on poverty and inequality, especially to achieve its core objective of reducing poverty and inequality, and especially among the poorest, the bottom 20% of households. That's the core findings. We have used the economic model of South Africa, run five different scenarios for the national minimum wage, looked at the labor market effects, the macroeconomic effects, and the effects on household poverty and inequality to give a holistic view of the overall impact, the potential impact, and in order to be able for policymakers to decide whether a national minimum wage is a good policy for South Africa.
The matter has been deliberated and been talked about for quite some time in the country. What do you say to arguments, particularly those of business against the minimum wage, given what the study now reveals?
I would say we have to, the business needs to look at the dynamic effect of a national minimum wage. It positively affects the income and expenditure of more than 4 million full-time workers in South Africa. That means higher income, higher expenditure, higher demand for goods and services of the business sector, different producers, and that is over time has more positive. That's how we find that the over time the effects of the policy being positive. So it's not just immediate impact that they should look at, the wage increase, how does it affect them, but they should have a longer term view of the policy, and that will help them in terms of the overall dynamic in the economy, larger portion of the population being able to buy their goods and services.
Right. It's been reported, Doctor, that implementation may happen this year. Is this long overdue in South Africa?
I think so. I think it's more than 20 years since the 1994. We have about 50% of the population below poverty, living in poverty. The income inequality has increased. And about one-third of the full-time workers are currently receiving less than 2,250 rand per month, which is less than 25,000 a year. So the growth is not happening, and it needs that portion of the population to become more active in the economy to help the economic growth and also to reduce poverty and inequality.
Lastly, what needs to happen in your view between now and implementation stage?
I think the constituencies need to come together in that like we will and look at holistically on the impact of the national minimum wage. Look at it and from all the different indicators that are it's affecting, it will affect. Look in that way, then I think they will all come to the conclusion that it is a good policy for the country. The same that is being done in many countries around the world, and they have found the positive effect outweigh any short-term negative effect.
Thank you very much for your time. Key author of the National Minimum Wage Study, Dr. Aska Adelzadeh, speaking to us here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.